This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, everyone, welcome to tonight's Shir Daf HaShavua, Masechta Chagiga, Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We begin two lines from the bottom, Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, Itmar Nami. We're learning about the status of hands regarding Kodshim as opposed to Truma. The Mishnah says, by Kodshim, if one hand became Tameh, the other hand is Tameh, by Truma, not so. That was the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis. By Truma, if one hand became Tameh, the other hand is Tar. By Kodshim, you have to be Toivel, both of them. And then the Mishnah seems to reiterate that a Yad is Metameh, its other hand, for Kodshim, but not for Truma. So now the Gemara cites a similar Machlekes, but not quite. This word Nami is a subject of dispute. Most take it out. Says the Gemara, Idmar Nami, Amar Yish Lakish. Lai Shanu, Elo Yadai, Aval Yad Chaveroi Lai. This that we say, it's Metame the other hand, it means if it's Metame your other hand, but not if it's Metame your friend's hand. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Echad Yadav Echad Yad Chaveroi. Rabbi Yochanan says that whether your Tame hand touches the other hand or the hand of its friend, it's Tame. But Oisai Hayad. Now it has to be that hand, which means, your tame hand could be metame your friend's hand, but the second hand that became tame from your other hand cannot be metame your friend's hand. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is qualifying. He's saying the tame hand could be metame your friend's hand. It's just that your other hand cannot be metame your friend's hand. And lifsul avaloi latame. That means, this that we say your hand is metame the other hand, it's metame the other hand that the other hand could pasal, but it can't be metame. That means, legabe kodshim, your right hand, let's say, is metame your left hand. So the left hand now becomes not a sheni, because if it became a sheni, it would render kodshim a shlishi, and then the kodshim could render another kodshim revi. But instead we say that your right hand could be metame your left hand, that your left hand becomes a shlishi, so that it could be metame the next hand to be a revi. Excuse me, it could be metame kodshim to be a revi. In other words, hand A could be metame hand B to make hand B suitable to be poisel kodshim, meaning to make kodshim a revi, but not to be metame it, to make it a shlishi so that it could then be metame in another hand. Now the Gemara asks, Mimai. How do we know, meaning how does Rabbi Yochanan know, that your hand can not only be metame the other hand, but could be metame your friend's hand? And I think, Rabasi, you asked this question when we were learning the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis, that this case is repetitive. It's within the case, it seems to repeat the Chumrah twice. Midiktani Seifa, from the fact that the Seifa teaches Shehayad Metame Chaverta L'Kodesh, that one hand is Metame the other for Kodshim, Avaloi L'Truma, but not for Truma. Hasu Lamali, what do I need that for? Because the Seifa said one Shehayad Metame Chaverta for Kodesh, but not for Truma. Why do I need that? The Reisha already taught. The Reisha already taught. I mean, let's look back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, by Truma, if one hand became Tameh, the other hand is Tar. By Kodesh, you have to be Matfil both of them. So if it says you have to be Matfil both of them, we already know they're both Tameh. So why does it then have to repeat, Shehayad Metameh is Chaveirasa, but Kodesh, but not by Truma? That's repetitive. It must be that it's coming to teach that not only is hand A Metameh hand B, but hand A is also Metameh your friend's hand. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan in contradistinction to Reish Lakish. However, the Gemara says, V'afresh Lakish Hadarbe. In the end, Reish Lakish also retracted. Amar Rabbi Yoina, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Reish Lakish, Echad Yodoi V'Echad Yad Chaveroi. It's Metame your other hand, it's Metame your friend's hand. But Oisa Hayad, but it has to be only that hand that originally was Tame could be Metame, and it only renders it a Revi, meaning it's Pasels the Kodshim, but it's not Metame Kodshim, meaning it's not metame the other hand, to the extent that it could be metame kodesh only to pasul kodesh, meaning it will render the kachim revi, but not a shlishi that it could then go pas metame something else. Says the Gemara, v'lefsol avaloy letame tanoihi. This halacha that if one hand is tame, it can only render the other hand able to be metame something else. It can only render the other hand able to pasul something else, but not be metame. That itself is the subject of a machlekes tanoim. The tanan we learned in the Mishnah called hapoisel betruma metame yadayim liyais shniyais. We learned in the Mishnah anything that pasuls truma, namely a sheni betuma, is metame yadayim liyais shniyais. It will be metame the hands to become a sheni. So any sheni betuma is metame yadayim to be a sheni betuma, meaning a sheni could render hands a sheni. The yad metame chaverta, and one hand is metame the next. The Rabbi Yeshua v'chachamim oimrim yadayim shniyos hein. Hands are already a sheni. V'ein sheni oisa sheni bechulen, and one sheni does not make another sheni, which seems to indicate that it makes a shlishi. Rashi says, "Ein yachi shnia, oisas chaverta shnia." One hand, which is a sheni, does not make the other hand a sheni, which implies it makes it a shlishi, and that implies that the Tanakam Rabbi Shua holds that one hand is metame the other to be a sheni. So we have a machlekes. Rabbi Shua holds that one hand, which is a sheni, is metame the other hand to be a sheni. That in turn would be metame something to be a shlishi that's capable of making something else a revi. That means one hand is metame, another hand to be metame. The other opinion is no. One hand is metame the other to be a shlishi. So that means it's only metame the hand to be paisal. Because presumably when it says, v'ein sheni oisa sheni, that implies, my lav sheni hu delay avid ha-shlishi avid. So that implies the Tanakama holds a sheni, one hand that's a sheni makes the other hand that's a sheni. Hence, one hand is making the other hand capable of being metame kachim. And the second, the Chachamim say no. It only one hand makes the other hand a shlishi. Says Gemara, no. Dilma, maybe when the Chachamim say the ein sheni oisa sheni, it doesn't mean, but it does make a shlishi. I mean, it doesn't mean it makes it a shlishi. It makes it nothing. Dilma loy sheni avid loy shlishi. Maybe it doesn't make it anything. In other words, maybe everyone agrees that if a hand is metame the other hand, it's metame to the extent that it could be metame something else. However, however, if it's not metame to be a sheni, then maybe it's not metame at all. So we have no proof that there's a machlekes whether one hand renders the other hand capable of being metame or paisal. All we know is there's a man d'amar that one hand is able to make the other hand capable of being metame, but we don't know that there's an opinion that one hand is able to render the other hand capable of pasaling. Ela ki hani tanoi, but rather like the following tanoim. The tani we learned in a braisa. Yad neguva metame es chaverta. One dry hand is metame the other hand. Letame bakoidesh. To be metame for koidesh, avaloi lechuma. But not for chuma. That means one hand is able to make the other hand capable of being metame. Divrei Rebbe. We had this quoted on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Omer, oisa yad. Only that hand. And it can only pasul avaloi letame. So here we have machlekes tanoim, whether hand A makes hand B capable of being metame or only pasling. Again, the difference between metame and pasling is metame means to make something tame that thing itself could then go and be metame elsewhere. And poisul means it could make something tame, but that tumah ends there. Okay, now we're going to discuss the final chumrah of the Mishnah Chafam Abayz. Excuse me, the tenth chumrah, the penultimate chumrah, and that is, it says you're allowed to eat dry foods with tame hands by chuma, but not by kachim, because we know something that's dry is not mekabel tumah. Says the Gemara, oichlen oichlem neguvim b'yadayim esayav, you're allowed to eat food which is dry with tame hands for chuma but not for kachim. So the Gemara asks, this is basically pashat, because of course you're allowed to eat chuma because it's not hoshe l'kabel chuma, and of course you're not allowed to eat kachim because there's a concept that because of chibas hakodesh, kachim does not have to be hoshe l'kabel tuma to be susceptible for tuma. Says Gemara, my taima. No, excuse me. This Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois taught, V'chiyesh neguva l'kodesh, is there a concept of something dry for kachim? Of course, something does not have to be dry by kachim. V'halechibas hakodesh machshartan. The elevated, beloved status of kachim renders it possible, and it's automatically hoshel kabal tuma. Says Gemara, loy tzricha. The Mishnah is only needed for the following case. When we say dry food, we mean as follows. Kugoin shetachav loy chaver letochpev. You're not even touching it with your hands. Your friend stuck the truma or the kachim into your mouth. Oy shetachav hula atzlei bekush v'karkar. Or you stuck it yourself with a toothpick or a stick. Ubikesh le'achol tzenoin. And as you're eating the truma and the kachim, you want to eat a radish, ubatzel, or an onion, shachulin, and now you're sticking the chulin into your mouth with your hands, iman, together with the truma or the kachim in your mouth. L'koidesh gazru b'hu. For kachim, they were geyser, that you don't touch the chulin with your dry hands, because for truma, they were not geyser, excuse me, because even if you touch the truma, it's not a problem. But l'koidesh gazru b'hu rabbanan. For kachim, the rabbanan were geyser. Don't stick your hands in your mouth, even to touch chulin, lest you touch the kachim and render the kachim hoch shel kabel tuma, even though they're dry. But l'truma l'gazru b'hu rabbanan. For truma, the rabbanan were not geyser. Now, neguva here now refers to not your hands, because your hands are not involved, you're not touching it. Neguva refers to the chulin. If the chulin were wet, then there's a chash, since you're touching the chulin would then become tameh and be metameh the truma. But the chulin is dry. So if you have chula, if you have truma in your mouth, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to put chulin into your mouth, because we're not afraid you're going to touch the truma. And even if you do, it's dry. But by kachim or geyser, you might come to touch the kachim. Look at Rashi. Tachav lechaver biyadayim tahayrois. V'zeh ha'echal yadav mesayavais. The guy who's eating it, his hands are tummy. Oy shechatchan hu atznei bekusha bekarkar. Shehin pshutei kliyetz. These are simple kelim of wood. Ve'in makbilin tuma, and they're not susceptible for kabbalas tuma. Ubikesh lechal tznoin oibantol shechulin man, and you want to eat a radish or an onion of chulin with them. She'in yadayim etameis asachulin. Hands do not render chulin tamei. V'afil hachi gazer abanon. Nevertheless, the rabbi is decreed shaloya oichlem, that you don't eat them. Im hakodesh. Because pentiga yadim esavis oichli kodesh shabapiv. You might touch with your tamei hands the kachim in your mouth. But l'inyan shuma, even though that tamei hands pasul shuma, they didn't make such a maila. And they say, no, a person will be careful and he won't touch the shuma. So this is how you read the Mishnah according to the Gemara's conclusion. Oichlin chulin biyadayim esayavais. You're allowed to eat chulin with dirty hands, with tamei hands. Ima shuma, with shuma avaloy ima kodesh, but not with kachim. Now, what's dry? Why does it have to be dry? Says Rashi, l'hachi naka neguvin. This is why we picked the case that it's dry. She'ilu achshav hayu mashkin aleihem, because if there was liquid on them now, hayu mashkin nasin rishonim machmas hayadayim. If it was wet now, the liquid would be a rishon, because when hands touch liquid, they become a rishon. they would make the chulin a sheni, and the chuma would become a shlishi. Final little shtickle before the next Mishnah. So the final chumrah of the Mishnah, the 11th chumrah, is ha'oinein u'mechusar kippurim. An oinein and a mechusar kippurim. An oinein, we said that an oinein, someone who, it's the first day of the Misa, or someone who's waiting to bring a carbon, before they eat kachim, they have to go to the mikvah. My taima. Why do they have to go to the mikvah? It says, Gemara kivan da'ad ha'inna, since until now, hava asiri, it was aser for them to eat the kachim. So in a sense, even though they already went to the mikvah, but maybe they were mesiach das from the tahara of that mikvah, because they knew they would have to bring a carbon, therefore they're required to go to the mikvah again. Asra chinu rabbanan tefillah, the rabbis required tefillah. Says Rashi, kivan da'ad ha'inna asiri, since until now they're aser, because of mechusar kippurim, he's mutter b'tshuma, but he's aser b'kachim. Likewise, an oinein is aser. Okay, so therefore we say that they have to go to the mikvah. Let's begin the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, the Mishnah on Chaf Amabez, discussed the chumras of kachim over tshuma. Now we're going to discuss the chumras of tshuma over kachim. Says the Mishnah, chumra b'tshuma, a chumra of tshuma over kachim, Shebi Yehuda. In Yehuda, and the truth is, it really applies elsewhere. Ne'emanin, they are believed, legabe truma, excuse me, legabe kachim, al taras yayin v'shem and kol yimoy sashana. In Yehuda, in the region of Yehuda, ame ha'aretz, people who are not careful in tumah v'tahara are trusted that their wine and oil is tahar for kachim, even though they're not zahir in tumah v'tahara. But if an Amoret says that his wine and oil is tahar, we believe him. Now, the Gemara said earlier that there's always this concern on Daf Chafal Famed Aleph that if we don't trust the Amei Aretz, the Gabi, their Yayin and Shemin, we're afraid they're going to build their own Bama. But look in the Rambam. The Rambam says the reason they're believed is because since Kachim is very strict to Amei Aretz, they have a reverence for it. So I believe the Chazon Ish tries to reconcile that both of these reasons are needed. In other words, we have to have reasonable intuition that the Amei Aretz will not be metameyit, but we also have to have motivation to want to believe them, and that is we don't want them to build their own temple. Now, this is legabe kodshim, but legabe truma they're not believed. Uveshas hagitos v'habadim, but only at the time of the wine press and the olive press are they believed about Shuma. Rashi says they're believed regarding wine and oil of Kachim if it was sanctified for the Mizbeach at the time of the wine press and the olive press. They're believed to guard it for the whole year, but by Shuma only at the time of the wine press and the olive press, and the reason is, Rashi says, because everyone is Matahar their Kalim at this time. Okay, so that's a Chumrah of Truma over Kachim. That Kachim they're believed the whole year, but not for Truma. Now, Avru Hagitos V'Habadim, let's say the season of the wine press and olive press is over. V'hiviu loy chavish shel yayin shel Truma. And they brought you a barrel of wine of Truma. So technically speaking, it's at a time that they're not believed. So you know what you do? You can't accept. Save it for the next season, because if they present it to you during the next season, that's a time they're believed, which is something we have to try to understand, because if they're trying to hand it to you at the time they're not believed, so how does taking it back and presenting it to you months later make it they are believed? It was already sort of decided that it's tamei. Now, next halacha. Let's say legabe truma, where we say they're not, we don't believe them. V'ma'amar aloi hefrashi l'soich ravias kodesh nema. Let's say they say, within this barrel, I've designated that ultimately I'm going to be mafresh, or I already was mafresh, a revius of a lug of kodshim. So then we say they're believed regarding the truma, because how could it be that the kodshim would be tahar and the truma is going to be tameh? That would be incongruous. So since they're believed legabe the kodshim, we're going to believe them legabe the truma as well. Next case. The next case is an interesting case where you have tevel in a barrel. And in this tevel, the Am Ha'aretz says that I've accepted upon myself to be mafresh from this barrel kodshim. Kade yayin v'kade shemen. Barrels of jugs of wine and jugs of oil. Hamadumais. Rashi says at this point we feel the situation is it's tevel. There's truma in there that has not been separated. And there's also kodshim in there. Meaning he says that I'm going to be mafresh kodshim from there. So we said earlier that when it comes to kodshim, an Am Ha'aretz is believed all year round. But that's because of the chumrah of kodshim. That's because of the chumrah of kodshim. But here he didn't actually separate kodshim yet. He just committed himself to separate kodshim. So then we don't trust him the whole year, but then we say, Ne'emonim aleihem b'shas hagitos v'habadim. They're believed at the time of the wine press and the olive press, which you're always believed l'gabe truma. But since there's future kodshim mixed in, we extend that believability for 7 days earlier. 70 days earlier. V'koidem l'gitos shivim yamin. Before the wine press, 70 days. Rashi says, 70 days before, makdimin l'taras ha'kelem, they advance to be metahir their kelem. Okay, so that concludes the Mishnah. And Be'ez Hashem, next week we will do Daf Chav Hei. We've got 2.5 blot left. And we'll hold it over here. Shkoyach, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.